We're going to talk about energy, about moving it, using it, manipulating it, being aware of it, all the things, energy, being caught up in it, being distracted by it. Energy, energy, energy. So, what's your energy caught up in? What's your day-to-day caught up in? Mental, physical, spiritual. What is keeping your mind? What is keeping your time? What is keeping you? What has got a hold on you? I don't think many people know what's got a hold of them. It's taken me a long time to figure out what's got a hold on me. And I'm still doing my shadow work. I think we're always going to always be doing our shadow work. So anybody that says that they're done with their work are full of crap. Because we're always going to be doing our shadow work. I'm totally still doing my shadow work. But I think that our energy and what it says about what we're thinking about, what we're doing, oh, where we've been, what we've dealt with, where we're going. My goodness, all the things. What does your energy say about you? What does your energy say about you? How are you spending your time? High level frequency activities. Y'all sitting there just watching some bullshit Netflix and vegging out, not doing anything, thinking anything but the future, about you, about what's for you, about how you feel, about dealing with your mental, physical, spiritual stuff because you're so overwhelmed by this wild world that we live in. What are y'all doing with your energy? How much are you consuming, or how much is it consuming you? Many people are a victim of their energy, and many people use their energy. One of the things that I realized that I really needed to be in a place of peace where I live to get my energy right. I'm one of those people that needs to ground and feel like they're at home. So as I now and have for a bit of time felt very much at home after redirecting myself and my energy, working on cleaning all that up. Lots and lots of old history, purging through it. I was telling I have a group of, I'm in a women's wisdom and abundance group. Oh my goodness, this group of women's insane. And we were talking about some of the things that we are most grateful for, some of the harder things, and then some of the greater things. And one of the harder things I was saying is that I've been going through what I coin, well, you know, I say for me, it's been the purge all year. And for me, that's been a lot of shadow work. It's been a lot of physical work too, because my body's purging all the toxins of what I had put in it for years. I've been off medications for years now, but it's my body's still purging. I this year am ever so grateful of the purge of the energy that my body is doing, because our bodies need to purge. We are literally just a walking, talking manifestation of what our past, present, future is and what we're leaning towards, and cleaning up my energy, realizing what it's been about, where it's been focused, what I need to do to clean it up. It's been years. It's taken a lot of time. And again, the purge is still alive and heavy. It's alive and heavy and real. Do not claim that it's over, but it is active, and I am aware, and I am getting better. And I am moving through, and I am transitioning, and I am processing, and I'm leveling the fuck up, because life is good. Even though life is crazy, life is good. Life is good. So energy, energy, energy. Where are we focusing our energy? Where are we putting our energy? Where do we want our energy? What are we doing to move forward from where we've been? Many want to feel like we're stuck, but we don't know how to get rid of old energy. So let's talk about being caught up in old people's energy. This is actually an interesting one. Okay, so
My sister, OG Queen Tarot, she reads tarot in San Fran. She's amazing, by the way. OG Queen Tarot, what's up, sister? We were talking one day, we actually have a podcast about this, about our energies being caught up with other people and like, where does the love go and where does the energy go? You know, once you love somebody or once you've been with somebody or once you spend time with somebody, let's just say like, could have been a marriage or could have been a relationship or whatever it was, doesn't matter. Friendship, whatever. Parents, does not matter. What happens with that energy? What happens when it's still tangled up? What do you do with it? Like, because the energy's still there. So what do we do with that energy? What if those relationships are or aren't intact? You know, how do we deal with that when we're not able to necessarily address or maybe do anything about that current energy? So what do we do with old energy that we can't necessarily change in the current space? How do we change that within ourselves? So I think that it really, for me, it's been a mindset of understanding where these relationships and these people and the processes have taken me. Because as I've learned, I was married for many years. I raised two kids. My sons are in their 20s. And I spent a lot of time being committed to someone, being committed to the idea of marriage and just buying into the system. And I did that full-fledged, suburbia 2.0, you know, all the things, dogs, house on the hill, white picket fence, all the stuff. I kept score at the high school for the basketball team, all the things. But then I realized, after illness and divorce got me, that it was a facade. We was all caught up in other people's energies. And we're playing games, literally. Like, while we're raising our family and while we're dealing with people, we are in such a facade because we're playing games in society with all the bullshit that, you know, raising children and being partnered up, at least in a marriage and in the traditional sense, like that looks like. But I didn't know it, and not that I'm against it at all, like at all, but in the old ways of not being aware and playing roles, I'm absolutely against it. I will not play a bullshit role for anybody anymore, ever again. I will be a partner, but I will not play a bullshit role. And that's what happens when we're parents and we're spouses a lot of the time, and we have to work in corporate and all the things. We're playing bullshit roles. And it messes with our energy. We don't have a lot of control over our energy because we have to play roles. So let's just say that you work in the medical field and you somehow realize that a lot of the bullshit stuff that the medical field or that what some people are doing, let's just say vaccines specifically. Okay. Vaccines, you work in vaccines and then you all of a sudden realize that vaccines are totally full of shit or a lot of vaccines are full of shit. And I'm not saying this, I'm just giving an example because we know that the new bullshit vaccine is a total joke and a new world order plan, but anyhow, that's beyond this. But you realize that, oh my god, these people, they're messing with us, the fuckery is real. And so you're like, oh my god. So if you're working in that system and you come to a new thought process to where you realize that it's bullshit, what happens is it really messes with your mind. And that's what happened. I saw as my mindsets were changing and as my energies were shifting and I was no longer willing to give my energy to specific things that I knew did not deserve my attention. I saw that subscribing to those thought processes and being involved in them, it can really mess with you. And until you are outside of them, it's almost like you cannot process your life to a certain degree until you raise your kids and or are outside of those paradigms and or are outside of the corporate paradigms of what happened to me, because I don't know that I could have stepped out and cleaned my energy up in the way that I have over the last 8 years if I didn't step out of corporate, because you have to play a game and a role and bullshit. And like, I was managing hundreds of people and I had to, you know, tell people things that I didn't want to tell them and make people do things that I didn't necessarily need them to, or want them to do, because I was playing a role at a company that I had to do because I was making money, and that's just how it goes. So again, energy, what we're doing with it, how we're able to shift it, and in the times and places and the roles and what we're playing, and how it's playing out in our life and in the time periods in which we're able to work on it as well, honestly, because I don't believe personally that we can do all of the right or not the right, that we can do all of this type of work at the same time. I think that we're all meant to do it at different times and in our own times, and definitely divinely guided in the times that we are ready to address these energy issues, because managing what's happening in our energy field, old energy, our family's energy, our old patterned energy, what we thought was right and now coming into the new world paradigms, y'all, it's a great awakening is happening, my friends, and lots is moving, and energy is an important thing to understand. And if you don't understand what your energy is doing and what your energy is like in your life and what your consumption looks like, mental, physical, spiritual, y'all are sitting there watching football or freaking flicking on Flinder. Listen to this. This is hilarious. I've never been on Tinder. On Tinder, and I make fun of people that have, because I'm like, you guys are wasting your time. What type of energy do you guys think that you're eliciting with this? What type of frequency are you bringing in your life? What are you doing to yourself? So energy, my friends. Can we clean it up? Can we do something about it? What are we spending our time on? Be it the news, be it bullshit, be it talking shit, be it laying in our shit or not dealing with it. Can we please wake up and just say, we have something to do with our energy. We actually have the ability to handle this. The universe gives us an opportunity every day to have a good attitude and to deal with our energy issues. And although things may not be perfect, we all have options. And the universe asks us, hey, what would you like to do? And we have the opportunity to answer back and say, hey, this is what we want to do. We get to respond. Work with the universe. So, y'all, tell the universe what you want. Tell them you are ready to level that energy up, because the world could use a frequency upgrade. I personally am working on keeping my frequency high at all times, doing the best I can to not engage in the bullshit of the world. I don't know about you. Y'all keeping your frequency high? It's not an easy thing these days. Distractions, and more distractions. They all around. And they at every corner, and they're just trying to separate people over and over and over, separate our energy. You know, I was talking to my younger son, I think it was yesterday, and we were talking about something, and he's so sweet in so many ways, but he said something, and he said, Mom, I hate that person. I don't like that person. I'm like, whoa, wait, hold on. You have worked so hard to do all that work in our family and love. And like, you are so loving in our family. You are such a pillar of love. How the hell do you hate somebody who's not in our family? They don't even have access to your heart like we do. How do you hate somebody? And so again, that's energy, my friends. And I told him, you know, actually I deal with energy all along, all, everything that I do. Even the healing device I work with is a quantum healing device. It's about energy. So everything we do is energy work. Everything's energy. So I told my son, Jax, energy. Do you think that you having hate in your heart for anybody, I don't care if it's a silly, terrible ex-president or president, it does not matter who these people are, but the energy is energy, and it doesn't lie and it doesn't care. If you give these stupid people your energy, they get it. So you have worked too hard to keep your vibe high and to keep your heart happy. So don't give these people any negative energy, none of them. Doesn't matter who they are or what they want. Don't let them have hate. Don't let them have negativity, because they don't get that part of you. We've done too much work on ourselves to give people pieces of us that we want to keep our vibrations high. And so we were just laughing about that. He's like, okay, Mom, I know. And so we were just kind of cracking up, working on, you know, we're always working on this. All of us, every one of us, becoming more aware through, with, and around one another, because it's only through these relationships and these mirrors with one another that we're able to see what we're doing. Lord knows alone we a mess. So I'm going to shut it down. I've rambled enough.
little energy conversation about what we can do, keeping our vibe high, my friends, in this day and age. It's not hot. It's not easy. Distractions. But let's do the best we can.
Y'all head to my website, DreaLove.com, blog, vlog, resources, podcast, and my book is being released next month. My first series, Love Letter to My Life, healing, y'all. Game changer. Game damn changer, okay? My publisher, Happy Living. I'm so excited. It is digestible doses on healing. Tangible, accessible. Now, as you read, under 2 hours. My friends, this is going to be something that everybody who needs healing can read. And you are not only going to read, but you're going to read over and over. You're going to refer to it. You're going to laugh at it. You're going to cry with it. You're going to take notes with it. And you're going to give it to as many people as you know that are ready to open their hearts. And let me tell you too, if you guys want to trigger anybody, it's going to trigger the hell out of people. So if you guys want to help people into their healing process, this is a good gift. So we're going to have fun triggering people with this one. So let's heal the world, my friends. I love you. And with love, it is your sister, Drea Love.
Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.